This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Conditions probably will get a little bit more difficult and challenging for the thousands of runners here, but it's absolutely doable. And if you prepare correctly, and I want to run by my approach with Danny Kennedy in just a second, but if you've never been down here, it is just such a special day in Manchester, and we have, you know, tons of people to talk to, from the mayor to Congressman Larson to Dr. Carta, who's president of the Manchester Road Race, and we're seeing the transformation already downtown. The what do they call that middle channel, Danny? That, you know, the, what is it? The not a trough or a, what do they call it? The holding space for runners. What do they call it?
You're talking about the seated,
yeah,
seated,
like,
areas.
What do they call it?
The corrals.
The corrals. That's the word I'm looking for. Anyway, they have the things, you know, sort of cordoned off where the fans will be and where the runners will be in the middle, and the town does an amazing job. Danny Kennedy does an amazing job. You're the registrar of the race.
I am.
And it, obviously, this year is very exciting to see the growth. Right. I mean, what's the final number you had?
12,128.
And that's like basically 1,000 more than last year?
Over 1,000 more than last year.
And, you know, in terms of a day like today, like, it's like we were talking with Rick Dyer that, you know, in 2018 it was really cold. And then we've had a good stretch of weather for a day like today. How will it impact? I mean, some people will look outside and be like, no, thank you. Or will we get like 10,000, 11,000, like what will happen today based on the conditions?
There's really no way to predict who's going to show up, but I also answer all the emails. So I know people are saying, what's going to happen? What are you going to do? I mean, not to be flippant, but we're going to get wet. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just fine. Our honorary chair, Mark Carroll, pointed out that this is Irish weather. So I'm figuring it's in my blood. I'm okay.
It's an average day. Well, I was trying to tell people, like, because you're a runner,
yes,
right? And so how would you, if you're going to run today, someone's at home and they're coming down, they want to do it right. You know, we're a little bit lucky in the sense that I could come in here and change or whatever in this workspace. But, like, if somebody's coming down, how should they prepare so that they'll be okay in the race, but also, you know, not really, like, cold or really in trouble after the race?
If they've got somebody with them,
yep,
a spectator, they should try and have them have warm clothes.
Like a backpack with some dry, warm clothes.
Yes, we're not allowed to leave backpacks just laying around anymore.
No, just keep them on your back.
But if there's a spectator, they can hold it for you.
Correct.
That's perfectly fine. You're not going to be cold during the race. You're running. I mean, maybe the walkers will be cold, but yeah. Most.
Do you go shorts on a day like today?
I'm wearing shorts.
Yeah, see, I'm on the fence. I think I want to, but yeah, you're going shorts.
Yeah, I mean, once you get moving, you should be fine.
Yeah,
I will have on a long sleeve, which is not because of the rain, but because of the temps.
So I was telling people earlier that I think you should go like waterproof shell, a base layer to absorb the sweat, and then something over the top of that, so that if you don't have somebody here, you can find a private spot after the race, take the waterproof thing off, take the sweaty layer off, and put back on that dry outer layer that should be okay.
I think that's a good idea for right up till the race and after the race, but I would not run with all of that.
You wouldn't?
No. I'm not wearing waterproof. I don't care. I'm going to get wet.
Well, I'm just changing my perspective.
Because I'm afraid it won't breathe enough on the hill.
Right. Well, see, I mean, I don't really care about results, and you do. So that's the difference between the two of us.
I'm thinking you're making me give all my tips away. I hope my competition's not listening.
That's funny. We're talking with Danny Kennedy. And, you know, just a full disclosure, Danny and her husband are super generous. When I trained for a triathlon, they let me use their dock to swim off of. And what a lovely spot you live.
Thank you.
I mean, it's such a great thing. You know, talk about you personally, like your connection to the race and how you – you know, because obviously you're in the leadership element of it, but how did that come about?
Well, I've been running the race every year. I haven't missed a year since 1993. So that's one of the reasons why I feel like what happens. We've seen rain, we've seen snow, we've seen lovely weather, I've seen pretty much all. The freezing cold in 2018 wasn't even one of the only cold days we've done, frigidly cold.
Well, let me digress. What's been the worst day here for you? Like, do you have a year like 1998, blah, blah, blah?
You know what? The really bad weather are the ones that you remember out of you know, 30-plus yeah. years. I don't remember the good day, you know. But they all stand out as joyful. That's the important thing. You're here. It's the Manchester Road Race. So I actually think people will have bragging rights. I survived the 2024.
I think it'll be more fun for people.
Exactly.
The worse it is, and I totally agree with that. But back to your history. So, how did you wake up one day and said, "I want to run this race"? Or like,
no,
how did it
my
come about?
My then 5-year-old, who's you know over 30 and has a wife and 2 children and lives in Australia, but he was 5 years old. He said he wanted to run it. I was not a runner, but my husband had been a Division I collegiate runner and was still a runner. He was running with the 7-year-old, and they both said, "Well, we're not waiting for him." So I had to start training, and I figured I only have to be as fast as a 5-year-old. I can do this. And when we finished, because God bless him, we never walked, not even on the hill when
get
I suggested
out.
It. We never walked. He's like, as my Irish grandmother would say, the spit out of my mouth. So very stubborn. We never walked, and I thought when we finished, I need to keep training because he's going to be faster next year. And that was the start of my running career. So that was 1993.
And why is it so meaningful for you?
Well, it was the first race I ever ran. I've been disappointed with every race ever since because people don't throw confetti and scream and yell and carry on. And there's no bananas and there's no turkeys. And, but then I eventually got asked to be on the general committee. I started the social media pages for them. And then I for the last 4 years, I've been on the executive board. So
yeah, I mean, the attendance, it's so great. I mean, to get to above 12,000, and we like to think at TIC we're helping too. And I think, you know, I'd love to see this continue to grow. I don't know if it gets uncomfortable. You ran the 2 races that were at 15. Was that noticeably different?
It's more crowded.
Yeah.
It's more crowded. But each race is different. You know, I'm trying to race today.
Yeah, you're trying to win.
My age group,
yep.
but what you have to say is every year is different. I've run it with a 5-year-old. I've run it not racing. I've run it racing. I've run it when I've been injured or sick and know I'm not going to do well. And then you hold back and you wave to people, and sometimes that's more fun.
That's what I do, man. I have low expectations. I just try to enjoy it, get through that hill, and then just have a day. I'm not in great running shape, but it is an absolutely wonderful way to start Thanksgiving. And I think people need to understand that. And it's great to show the kids what, you know, something like this, because it's a tradition that you want to pass on. And, you know, we're grateful to be here. We love it. So, Danny, good luck today.
Thank you. You too.
What's your strategy on the hill?
Oh, I'm not telling.
She really is that competitive. It's great. I love it.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.